Well, for one Toronto woman, today is moving day, but it's not just any moving day. Nikki Renaud has been on the streets for the past 3 years, on and off the streets for about 10 years. Today, she moves into a home of her own, a newly renovated apartment building on Church Street. The renovation was paid for by the City of Toronto. It's a housing program for Indigenous women run by the YWCA. Mary Weens went along earlier this week as Nikki went with her boyfriend and her dog to take a look at the new place.
That's your new place.
Yeah, that is it. I think I'm on the 8th floor. And I'm excited.
What's it like walking up your stairs?
Doesn't seem real yet till I get my keys.
The building is beautifully renovated. The once dilapidated entrance has been transformed with new ceramic tile and wood paneling. The elevators and doors are just as new.
Hi, are you Keisha?
Hi, I'm Tisha.
Hi, I'm Nikki. This is Mary and Romeo.
Tisha Allen, the program manager for the YWCA. She ushers Nikki, Romeo, and their dog, Mary Jane, into the lobby.
Jane, your dog looks on. Big day. She knows something's up.
Yeah. Where are we going? She looks so curious.
Tisha unlocks the door of Nikki's new unit. It's hard to believe this will be her new home.
Yeah, it looks so nice. I love it. Mary Jane.
The good thing about the retreat is you get to control your own heating.
Do they have AC here? That's nice.
Long way from the tent, eh?
Yeah.
Looking through the window, yeah, Nikki takes in her new view. Nice. From the 8th floor, she sees a park she knows very well.
I see Allen Gardens from here.
Really? Tell me about Allen Gardens. What's that in your life?
Oh, well, I used to sleep in Allen Gardens a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, what a view, Nikki.
One of Nikki's most vivid memories of Allen Gardens, being woken by a construction crew working next door.
You see with the torn down front, it's just the front. And we used to sleep on the porch of that house. And a couple of times construction workers came and they just dumped water on us when we were sleeping. Yeah.
They would dump water.
We woke up to someone throwing water on us. Why would someone be so rude? The first time we were just too shocked to get kind of chase after whoever or look for. The second time, we tried to jump up, and when we looked around the corner, just construction workers, they looked like they were trying not to smile.
The contrast, eh? From 5 years ago.
Not ironic? Is it ironic?
But it's both ironic and magic.
Nikki was born far from here, Kappus Casing, Ontario. She was part of the 60s scoop, just a baby when she was taken from her home. When she was 3, Nikki and her 6-year-old brother were adopted by a family in Hearst. Nikki began acting out in her teens. At age 16, her adoptive parents told her she had to leave. She began living on the streets then, but at 21, she was settling down. She went to Canadore College in North Bay to a program called Indigenous Wellness Addictions Prevention.
First year, I dropped out, things fell apart around the end of the first year, so I didn't complete it. I got somehow people on the reserve recognized my name, and then my family got in touch with me, and I started meeting my biological family, and I guess I wasn't handling it as well as I thought I was, and that's when I started drinking, started having a lot of anxiety, panic attacks.
I met Nikki a year ago when she was still drinking heavily, living in a tent with her boyfriend Romeo. It was April, early days of the pandemic.
Got a really bad panic attack, and I think that's where it started.
The panic attacks?
Yeah, and I've always had bad anxiety since. My mind just is constantly racing. I can't shut it off. That's why I drink too, because it helps. I'm tired of being tired and tired of waking up hungover or sick or withdrawals.
But even then, things were starting to look up. Sanctuary, a drop-in for homeless people, invited her and Romeo to pitch their tent against the walls of the church.
Well, I remember not being harassed by the park people.
Finally in peace there, yeah, on that sanctuary
at the
parking
sanctuary
lot.
Yeah, it was a whole lot more easier, at least with cops coming around. And
Romeo had come to Toronto a few years ago from the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian ripped through the islands, destroying the economy and Romeo's livelihood. He and Nikki met at a city shelter and became a couple. After surviving a winter together in a tent, they eventually ended up in the Bond Hotel, a city-run shelter. Not easy breaking the routines of alcoholism.
Yeah, we normally used to drink every day, like to get drunk.
From waking up to fucking sleep time. So my 60 scoop money last year, I was buying alcohol when I still had alcohol at the house.
She and Romeo were fighting. They finally gave up on each other. But last October, another turning point. Nikki woke up one morning coughing blood. Her liver had shut down. A friend called an ambulance.
Yeah, I thought I was going to come out of the hospital. I thought I was going to die in there.
So you knew that too, Romeo?
Yeah, that was scary for me when I got the news that...
Romeo was waiting at the front doors of the hospital when Nikki was released.
Man, I just was happy that at least she didn't die in there and I wasn't able to see her. I was just happy that she came back out and she got another shot at life. You know?
Nikki hasn't had a drink in 6 months.
I expecting to stop drinking myself. I just don't know when. I just want to be a better support for her, you know? So if she could do it, I feel like I could do it as well.
I want you to go through what I went through to have to stop. A lot of people called it a blessing in disguise.
Rolling up her sleeve, Nikki shows me five names, her children, tattooed on her arm.
Oh, my daughter says she's proud of me because she says she can see, tell that I'm really trying. And my oldest, too. He's not as expressive as, kind of shy. But he met Kincaid, my son Kincaid.
Did you?
Yeah, we met him. We met a few times. All of our kids look like her.
Looking around the one-bedroom apartment, Tisha, the program manager, points out where Nikki could put her kitchen table.
I don't ever really.
Nikki has to think about whether she needs one.
At a dinner table, anyways, to have my supper. Unless I get like a little set here, put it like somewhere.
You just haven't tried it in a long time.
Sitting down at a table to eat. Sit on that.
Yeah. Cutting with a knife.
Hot food.
Nikki hardly knows what to think. She just turned 40. And all of this is so much more than she could have imagined just 5 years ago, sleeping on a porch across from Allen Gardens. For CBC Radio, I'm Mary Weens in Toronto.
Oh, Mary, such a powerful journey and story. Thanks to our Mary Weens for that. The renovations at that building on Church were just completed in February. Lots of other stories like Nikki's in that building, run by the YWCA. Here's Jennifer Allen.